You might know KCTS Public Television. It's the home of PBS hits like Downton Abbey and Frontline, local shows like In Close and Ask the Governor. But KCTS leaders have decided it's time for a course correction. The Seattle-based station will let go of much of its TV production staff to focus on telling stories online. Rob Dunlop is CEO of KCTS. He's been there for a little more than a year. Before that, Dunlop spent 22 years at Fisher Communications. That's the company that runs Como TV. Ross Reynolds asked Dunlop why he thought the changes were necessary for the station's survival.
Well, let me be clear, I guess, about what I mean by that. KCTS is in solid financial condition. So this is not being driven by any sort of financial crisis. This is being driven out of a strategy that says, if we don't evolve with the media environment around us, then we could increasingly find ourselves more and more irrelevant. More and more viewers and listeners are expecting their content to be portable and on demand and when, where, and how they want it. So we're not in any way diminishing our commitment to KCTS 9 television. We're actually shifting the way we produce content and making that content available on more platforms, including TV.
Is the survival of KCTS mean doing something about your audience demographics? Are you losing viewers? Are your viewers aging out?
Our viewership has been fairly stable for a number of years. However, there is a demographic challenge that's facing all of television. Of course, with our commitment to PBS Kids and a lot of the educational content we carry, we have a very large audience between the ages of 2 and 11. And then we have a very large audience that's 50 plus and even more so 65 plus. So there is an aging out question that we have to address, no question about that. There is a large swath of audience between the ages of 12 and 49 that we really are not in conversation with on a regular basis. I think what we're looking at is that the millennials and the digital natives, those who are, say, 30 and under, will never have the relationship with television that we had or that their parents had. And it's simply a factor of so many more distribution channels available to them for consuming content. And so if they don't become the future generation of public television viewers, then how is it that we're creating impact with public media? And that is part of what is driving our move to say, we need to think about content creation differently to be in the place where the conversations among these audiences are taking place, and so that our content can gain exposure to those audiences and at the same time enhance what we actually do on KCTS 9.
Now, how about this local programming that in its current state is going to go away? I'm assuming that if it was getting numbers like Downton Abbey, you would not be talking about taking some of the stuff off the air. So is it performing not so well with your audience, these local shows?
Sure. So it's a great question. And in some respects, what we are suggesting is that by no longer confining ourselves to that half hour, once a week model, we can take the content around current affairs or around cooking, and we can distribute those across the week, across the day, and actually bring far more local content and storytelling to our viewers than just that one 30-minute program space. We are confined right now by a model that says, well, this program has to be 30 minutes long or it has to be 60 minutes long. And we're saying in this model that we can unbundle the storytelling. It can be whatever length it needs to be for that story to be successfully told. And our interstitial breaks range anywhere from 3 minutes to 14 minutes. So we have plenty of time on the television channel to make sure those stories get plenty of airtime. And we can air them more frequently than in that one 30-minute show.
I'm talking to Rob Dunlop. He's the CEO of KCTS, Seattle's PBS station. They've announced that they're going to be laying off a lot of their TV production staff. They're going to focus on online production. He's explaining the rationale for this change. I mean, what we're talking about is not different than what any legacy media organization has been talking about for many, many years now. How do you go to where your audience is? But I guess the question is, if you're having difficulty competing in the world of cable TV, where you've got maybe 100 channels to choose from, you're going into the world of the web where there are millions of people that you're competing with. If you have a relatively modest presence on the web now, how can you make that leap?
Well, it's a good question. I think that there are a few ways in which the kind of content we create will be enhanced by what we do on the TV side. Again, we still feel very strongly that television's not going away. Television faces a lot of headwinds like many traditional media does, but television will be also a very powerful part of how we help to promote and showcase these stories. So, you know, I think that as we think about the right kinds of avenues where these stories can be told and distributed, there's a nice interplay between the online environment, the mobile environment, and the television environment.
We're public media guys, and the way we raise our money is on the air pledge drives.
Yep.
I mean, still a lot of the money comes in through that. How are you going to raise money for your online things?
Well, I think we will be exploring that. We still intend on continuing to raise money through KCTS 9 television like we normally do. And we believe that the development of these digital platforms we create around certain genres of content will find their own audiences and will find their own interests among the public who are interested in supporting that kind of content.
But I'll throw the monetized word in there. The question is, if you get an audience, you have to figure out how you're going to raise the funds to pay for that production to keep that audience. How do you monetize online? That's the question everybody's asking.
That's a big question, absolutely. And these are still public media sites, and they'll still be supported by the public, and they'll still be there to illuminate the storytelling that we feature. So we expect that we will again, be able to establish some relationship with some new audiences that we don't talk to on the TV side simply because they're not TV viewers. They're not in the linear television broadcast environment.
Speaking from experience, I know that change can be hard for the audience of public broadcasters. What's been the public response?
Well, I would say that obviously concern for the individuals being laid off, and understandably so. Our entire team is in a process of wanting to try to support these individuals as much as possible. There has been it's been referred to as a bloody massacre, which it was not a bloody massacre. We have done a lot to try to help our team members transition. So our viewers and the audience are fairly supportive of what we're doing, and yet it's been a lot of making sure that people understand what we're doing and how we're doing it.
The web isn't just local. Will KCTS still be telling local stories online?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are very committed to this this area, this region. Absolutely. Our complete focus will be on the local regional storytelling.
You're clearly very confident about this change. What will be the biggest challenge?
Well, I think probably making that transition with team members is always tough. And I think right now we're in that stage of wanting to support, you know, members of our team who are not moving forward in this journey. And the second piece will then be really fleshing out the components of that, putting the technology in place and getting these initiatives launched. But I'm very bullish on where we're headed.
Rob Dunlop is president and CEO of KCTS Public Television. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. Barry Mitzman teaches journalism at Seattle University. Before that, though, he worked at KCTS. Mitzman left the public television station long before this current round of layoffs. Last week on KUOW's Week in Review, Bill Radke talked with Mitzman, and he was critical of the KCTS plans.
It bothers me a lot that so many opportunities to provide a greater public service have been squandered over the years at KCTS. And I do think at some point somebody has to ask the obvious question. This digital first strategy where they're going to create video, short videos for the internet, seems to be founded on the idea that what the world needs now is more internet video.
Well, I mean, pretty soon everything is internet, right? I mean, the distinction is going away. And let me just add a little detail to that, Barry Mitzman. KCTS says it will host topical websites focused on science and technology, the environment, arts and culture to attract a younger online audience, and it will teach viewers to tell their own stories a la public radio's successful StoryCorps project. How do you know that would fail?
Oh, you don't know that it will fail, but what are the odds? There are so many. There are virtually an infinite number of producers of online video right now. Every other teenager in his bedroom is creating video for the internet these days. And granted, it's nothing comparable to what KCTS aspires to produce, but what is the likelihood that KCTS will be able to draw a significant audience to video on the internet when apparently they have not been very able to attract much of an audience to local video when they have a broadcast tower and cable access? The primary reason why in close, their primary local current affairs program hosted by your KOW colleague, Deborah Wang, mm-hmm. the state of reason why they wanted to get rid of that or are getting rid of that is that it didn't draw enough of an audience. What's the likelihood when they bury it on the Internet that it will attract an audience there?
One more question for you, Barry Mitzman. Are you being literal when you say they should just pull the plug at being a local TV broadcaster?
Well, look, Channel 9 has an $18 million a year budget. About half of that goes for actual program services. The other half goes for administration and fundraising. KBTC in Tacoma, the public television station in Tacoma, offers essentially the same program service, consisting primarily of PBS programming, and they do it for $5 million a year. So why not consolidate these efforts? Why do we need a separate station to retransmit PBS content if that's basically all KCTS is going to do?
Former KCTS host Barry Mitzman, he spoke with Bill Radke last week on KUOW's Week in Review.